Number one, we don't believe that internet polling is reliable, particularly the model that's done by this polling company, the YouGov Polemetrics group. Particularly, the problem stems from not really knowing whether you're polling registered voters. For example, if we were to commission a telephone poll right now, the first thing that our pollster would do would be to get a list of registered voters that's collated with telephone numbers. Clearly, YouGov Polemetrics requires that individuals self-identify as registered voters, and individuals are able to self-identify as registered Republicans, Democrats, however. I mean, it's very easy to go and sign up on this site and be whomever you want to. Another major problem we have with this poll, the fact that it was conducted and the Texas Tribune received the results of this poll and only then realized that Hank Gilbert was not included in the original sample. That's problematic for two reasons. Number one, we believe that both the Tribune and the polling company should have made sure that they double-checked and did their homework to make sure that before the poll went into the field, the correct list of candidates was actually used. I mean, that is something that I can't emphasize enough. I don't want to cast the blame on either one of them here because it's really both of their faults. They should have made sure that they were doing this right from the get-go. On that same vein, they basically took the poll with everyone except Hank and then went to that group and said, okay, there's another candidate we left out. We need to poll this now with that candidate in it. That's like, you know, asking your child, do you want vanilla or strawberry ice cream? And then, you know, coming back to them 45 minutes later while they're eating the vanilla ice cream and trying to get them to choose chocolate. It just, it makes no sense whatsoever. Additionally, we're not completely sure on the timeline, but we know that it would have been very hard after the poll was already turned back into the Tribune for them to send it back to the polling company and then tell the polling company, okay, go out and re-poll this. How many people did they lose? How many people that actually responded are the exact same people that responded and even remembered how they were responding? And it just seems very, very unrealistic that a man who got more votes than Rick Perry did in 2006 would poll at 0.3% in a statewide poll. It clearly they were getting also to very low information voters. Finally, another problem with online polling: African Americans, Latinos, lower income individuals, and rural Texas voters are going to be grossly undersampled in any kind of an online effort. Particularly rural voters will be terribly undersampled because there is no access to broadband in the majority of rural areas in Texas. Therefore, taking part in something like this is really going to be out of the reach for someone with a dial-up internet access because it's a long process and the pages load slowly.
Considering all that, is there anything that your campaign takes from this poll, or do you just kind of not even view it as you know, correct information at all, and you just move forward however you were already moving?
We take nothing from this poll. We basically consider the poll almost to be on the level of a joke because of the way it was so poorly conducted and so poorly. When they did make the mistake, they didn't fix it properly. And also, online polls are simply not a reliable polling mechanism. You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, traditional phone polls are not reliable because you have young people on cell phones and this and that and the other. I think online polls are far more unreliable than telephone polls because you simply are sampling a universe that can tell you whatever they want to about themselves. For all we know, Ben, they could have polled 269 12-year-old girls that wanted the Polling Point tote bag. So we take nothing away from this poll and believe it has no credibility whatsoever for anyone.